please help the new show now. After more than 13 years, this podcast will cease to exist after September 30 without your support. Please donate now at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 17th of September, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Tablets, we all know, kind of been on the way out, except maybe for the iPad. In fact, Android tablets have been kind of MIA for a while now. Apparently, the folks over at Xiaomi say it's time for a return. That's because they've announced the first tablet in quite a few years, the Xiaomi Pad 5. In fact, the Pad 4 came out way back in 2018, and that was only an 8-inch model. The new model, 11-inch tablet, with 120Hz display, 6GB of RAM, and a new Snapdragon 860 processor. In fact, the iPad 5 sent next to an iPad Pro kind of looks similar. Though that's to be expected from the folks over at Xiaomi. They just love Apple. Though the build quality, yeah, definitely not as solid. As far as the other hardware on the tablet, there's a 13-megapixel camera there on the back and an 8-megapixel sensor on the front. Now, as far as the release date for the new tablet from Xiaomi, we ain't got a clue. Funny enough, though, we do have a price. For 128GB, the starting price is about $415, or €349. Here comes a patch from Microsoft. Yeah, we're used to this. Yes, they've just rolled out this new patch fixing, get this, 66 security vulnerabilities. Basically, it's all part of Patch Tuesday. Though, for some reason, a lot of us got it on Patch Thursday. Now, actually, a few days ago, Microsoft issued a warning about a flaw discovered by some security researchers of exploiting it by tricking potential victims into opening malicious Office files. After that, it launched the Internet Explorer, which contains an ActiveX control, and then that downloads malware right into your computer. Apparently, these 66 updates are supposed to cure that now, making sure the flaw cannot be exploited anymore. Though it won't stop from people going out there saying, hey, what's that? Also in the update, it fixed two remote code execution vulnerabilities for the Windows WAN auto configuration service and open management infrastructure. And finally, now yes, I could not leave Apple out of the news today, sorry. But something we didn't get to talk about yesterday was the iPhone 12 Pro and the XR. Where'd they go? Well, they ain't coming back. Yep, that's right, the iPhone 12 Pro and the 12 Pro Max have completely disappeared from Apple's online store. Other than a refurb model, if you want to go that way. Making one think, just how close is the iPhone 13 to the 12? Yeah, that's another debate for another show. As far as the XR model, maybe that's a little bit more understandable. It was introduced in 2018 as the cheaper LCD-equipped alternative. But being the fact now that Apple's got so many phones and so many price ranges, they probably feel it's not needed anymore. So those of you out there that managed to get an XR available unlocked for $499, consider yourself lucky. Have you got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, is where you can support the new show now. 13 days left until we go off the air permanently, and we don't want to do that, but we need your help to continue. Just go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For literally as little as $5 a month, you could help keep this show alive. Find British Tech Network 2 on the socials at Facebook at British Tech Network or on Twitter at British Tech. And get social with us in our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend. And thank you, as always, for listening.